The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome back, AM 1280 The Patriot. Northern Alliance Radio Network with me, Brad Carlson. Thanks as always for tuning in. Final couple segments on the broadcast. Hope you all are having a blessed Easter. Going to be joined now for the last couple of segments by our friend and valued colleague, King Banyan. His fine program can be heard every Saturday from 9 to 11 a.m. on our sister station, AM 1440. The Businessman, it is the King Banyan Show, over a decade strong, and no signs of slowing down, that is for certain. King Banyan, happy Easter, sir. Welcome to the broadcast.
Well, thank you. Happy Easter to you and your family, too.
We appreciate you joining us, King. Obviously, we want to get into some of the economic reports that have come out, specifically the jobs report for March. We want to get into some good news there for sure. But before that, I was wrapped up the last couple of segments talking about the Major League Baseball decision to remove the All-Star game from the city of Atlanta in response to the Georgia election law, which is being categorized as a voter restriction law, which is complete bunk, which I have pointed out the previous couple segments. King, you're welcome to talk about the politics of that, and that's fine. But I do want to at least address the economic aspect. One thing that has been decried is the potential economic boon that would have come to Atlanta with the All-Star game there now that it's not going to happen. I remember the Final Four being here a few years ago, and people talked about how that kind of stuff is overblown. Is that your contention, King Banyan, that these kind of economic boons really don't materialize as people speculate?
Yeah, most of the research, Brad, on economic impact of big sports events, Super Bowl, the World Series, the All-Star game, is that there's very, very little impact. It's because there's an offset. For every new person that comes into town and goes to a restaurant, there's a table that's not being taken by somebody who lives here. There's a hotel that's not being occupied by someone visiting family because it's like, oh, don't come that weekend. The All-Star game's here. It's going to be just the roads are going to be nuts. Don't be here. So you get that impact. You get that effect. And the result of that is going to be that it's basically a wash for the most part. Now, some people have probably already made plans in Atlanta to be away during the All-Star weekend, and now you don't get the compensating flow of people coming in, so it might have some impact. But this is early April, and that game is not till July. There's enough time for the other economic activity to flow back in. So my guess is it'll end up being a wash. We probably should not see any drop, say, in the way we typically track that is to look at restaurants, hotels. We look at sales tax receipts and such. So we can look at that. And basically that's how economists, not just me, but there's been everyone that does research in the economics of the sports industry finds there's just really not much impact at all.
Okay. Yeah. Cause that was one of, there was a lot of political ramifications for taking the All-Star game out of there. Not the least of which is, well, flat out misrepresentation of what's in the Georgia law. But of course, with the city of Atlanta being the majority of black residents, hence a lot of black owned businesses. And the issue was a lot of these will not be patronized as they would be where there's an All-Star game. But you're telling me that impact may be overblown. I guess my contention would be, you know, hotels maybe within the city aren't chock full on a regular basis, but during the All-Star week, they might be. But you're saying the impact is still minimal despite that, King Banyan?
Yeah, most of the research shows that the impact is minimal, particularly when you take into account all the free things you have to give away as the city of Atlanta or as the Atlanta Braves in order to have the All-Star game in your space. You don't get the revenue from that. So there's a lot of if you ever look at the contracts through which a city gets this event, There's a lot of money that goes back into Major League Baseball. And so the problem is the decisions being made basically by MLB or whichever sports industry, sports league you're talking about. And that's why I think, Brad, I didn't hear your previous segments, but I'm assuming that you covered that this didn't really come out of the players or anything else. It actually like it came out of the sponsors.
Yep,
and that really does impact MLB's bottom line, and that's why I think they reacted. I think they caved to their sponsors, and the players I think have been fairly adamant in saying, wasn't us. We didn't do this. It isn't an NBA Players Association thing, like maybe the NBA All-Star Game had been to some extent.
Yeah, that's an excellent point. I still remember, the NBA All-Star Game a few years ago was going to be in Charlotte, North Carolina. They decided to boycott because of the bathroom bill law that was signed. I mean, you at least had a substantive bill that you could debate the merits of, whereas I would argue that this Georgia election law, there's a lot of nuance that people just aren't addressing. But to your point, yeah, the economics of this is always the biggest indicator. I mean, look at how many decades the Washington football team refused to change their nickname from the Redskins. And then once Nike and other big sponsors, Federal Express, whose name is on the field, were going to start pulling their sponsorship. second look at the Washington football team's nickname. Amazing how that impacts at Gang Banyan.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's exactly the point to be made here is that I just had on the show on my show the King Dan show last week someone talking about a book titled The Dictatorship of Woke Capital.
Yeah, and I had him on my broadcast last Sunday. Yep.
Steven did you? Sukup, okay, yeah. He's terrific. Yeah, yeah.
It's great.
So Steve's book's great, and this is exactly what Steve's talking about insofar as these are the owners of capital doing this. Mm-hmm. This is not labor, and it's reacting to their sponsors and maybe a little bit to their fan base. I think you could argue that after the soccer and NBA, baseball's probably more progressive than football, more progressive than hockey, certainly more progressive than NASCAR. I think it somewhat reflects their fan base too.
We are joined by our friend and valued Northern Alliance Radio Network colleague, King Banyan. Again, his fine program can be heard every Saturday in our sister station, AM 1440, The Businessman, 9 to 11 a.m. Central Time. King, we're going to take a quick break. Are you able to hold for one final segment with us?
Of course.
All right. King Banyan will be back with one final segment with us right here. And we'll wrap up the broadcast with King talking about the jobs report, which blew past expectations in the month of March. All that and more right here, AM 1280 The Patriot, Northern Alliance Radio Network, with me, Brad Carlson, the closer. Go nowhere. What he takes, he gives, but what he's got, and what he's got.